Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Fever, a sore throat, ear pain, and swollen lymph nodes are all signs of a possible infection of the tonsils. Bacterial infections of the tonsils are typically first treated with oral antibiotics. Removal of the tonsils and adenoids may be recommended if there are recurrent infections despite the use of antibiotics, or if the patient is having difficulty breathing due to enlarged tonsils and adenoids. Such obstruction to breathing causes snoring and disturbed sleep that leads to daytime sleepiness and may even cause behavioral or school performance problems in some children. Chronic infections of the adenoids can affect other areas, such as the eustachian tube, the passage between the back of the nose and the inside of the ear. This can lead to frequent ear infections and buildup of fluid in the middle ear that may cause temporary hearing loss. Studies find that removal of the adenoids may help some children with chronic ear aches accompanied by fluid in the middle ear. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.